Hello, and welcome to the Daydream Believers podcast. I'm your host, Liz Chiarelli. Here, you'll find a monthly dose of insight to help keep you motivated, inspired, and informed so you can continue working towards your dreams. We cover a variety of topics from mindset to health to strategy so you can become the person you need to be in order to turn your dreams into reality. Every now and then, we'll also bring in some music artists to showcase some of the finest electronic music out there. Thanks for listening, and remember to head to lizchiarelli.com to download a free morning motivation that'll guarantee you start each day strong and stay on the path to success. Now, on to the show. Hello, Liz here, and welcome to another episode of the Daydream Believers podcast. On this episode, I share with you a personal account of some of the ways that I've overcome some fears. I let fear control me for most of my life. Realizing I could choose to take the power back was probably one of the most exciting and liberating things that I learned. Hi, this week I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about fear. As many of you know, I came out to LA a little over a week ago to study and collaborate with my music production mentor, Gary Gray, and also to collaborate with a couple of incredible musicians up in San Francisco. Now, I love being on the move and experiencing new things in general, but being here has reminded me of a fear that I had forgotten about, fear of the unknown. Whilst I love a good adventure, I'm also the sort of person who likes to plan and be organised. I feel uneasy leaving things to chance, despite knowing in my heart that's when the magic happens. Day by day, while I've been here, since I've been here, several times a day, I'm having to remind myself to let go of my need to be in control and to trust that things will work out the way they are meant to. It's not easy for me to do, and it's even harder to do it when you're in unknown territory, far away from the comfort and safety of home. But when I do it, magic always occurs. An example of such magic is this. I'm traveling on a pretty tight budget, and I'm therefore relying on people offering me places to stay for free. I put myself out there and I reached out to people on couchsurfing.com, and these people were total strangers. The result? My first 10 days here in LA have been spent with two beautiful hosts who have now become lifelong friends, for sure. Was it scary for me to do this? Of course it was. But it serves as a great example of the magic that can occur when you push your comfort zone and venture into the unknown. Most of us are conditioned to think small, to sit inside our little boxes and lead a life that is planned, safe, and predictable. But there's one major problem with this. The very nature of existence is unpredictable and random. Can we predict what is going to occur in the future? We can't. Perhaps the unpredictability of the future has given rise to our insistence on needing to maintain so much control over what is going to occur in the future. Perhaps our fear of the unknown has been exacerbated to make us easier to control. For the most part, we are conditioned to feel uncomfortable with surrendering to the flow and leaving things to chance. But can we realise that by attempting to fill every conceivable void in our lives with staff or plans, we are actually shutting out the chance for magic and serendipity to occur? Don't get me wrong. I understand that a level of focus is required to achieve any endeavour, as is hard work. But do we really need to push for so much control over how the journey towards that goal unfolds? Would it not be better if we kept our eyes on the prize, but surrendered to and trusted in the journey that gets us there. Fear is the most paralyzing of emotions we battle with. Personally, it's a constant and daily battle that affects all areas of my life, not just my creativity. At times, I feel so much fear surrounding something that it affects my health. My gut's not up and become crampy. I can't sleep. I get pains in my liver and my stomach. These all arise from the suffocating grip of fear. I wish our society dealt with fear in healthier ways, but it seems those that pull the strings of the puppet named society need fear in order to maintain not only their control, but their enormous bank accounts. I don't have the answers as to why countless numbers of us are thrown into the pool of fear and drown there without even putting up a fight. What I do know is this: pushing through the things that scare me the most is really uncomfortable. But whenever I do it, not only does magic occur, I also grow. I become stronger, and I can then use that strength to help rescue others that might be drowning in the pool of fear. I can take my experiences, and use them to help give strength to others, to help them get that twinkle of excitement back into their eyes. I let fear control me for most of my life, for the most part, unknowingly. But realizing I could choose to take the power back was probably one of the most exciting things that I've learned in my life. I've now made the decision to refuse to be suffocated by my fears, and I will always do my best to help prevent others from being suffocated by theirs. So if you've taken the time out to watch this or read this, please move forward with strength and courage towards whatever it is that you wish for, because you can do it. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for listening. It's my pleasure to be able to bring you guests who are experts in their field to help you continue walking the path of your dreams. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'd love to know what you thought of it. So please do remember to subscribe in iTunes and give us a little rate and review. If the show resonated with you, please share it with someone you think would benefit from it. If you have a question or topic you'd like answered on the podcast, head to lizcirelli.com/contact and pop me a message. If you'd like to join my coaching community, Daydream Believers, and connect with me on a deeper level, you can become a patron. Just head to patreon.com/lizcirelli, where you can sign up quickly and easily. As a patron, you'll get access to the full range of my coaching packages, plus you'll get exclusive early access to all of my musical output.